This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. A day after more than 100 fellow protesters were killed in Myanmar, demonstrators returned to the streets to press their demands for a return to democracy. It was the bloodiest day since last month's military coup. Myanmar media reports at least 114 people were killed. Protests were held in Yangon and Mandalay, the country's two biggest cities, as well as elsewhere. Some of the demonstrations were met again with police force. The reported fatalities included several children under 16 years old. The number of killings since the coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government is now more than 420, according to multiple counts. The military chiefs of 12 nations issued a joint statement condemning the use of force against unarmed people. In Indonesia, a suicide bombing attack on a church during Palm Sunday Mass wounded at least 14 people. Two suspected bombers blew themselves up outside the church in Makassar, the provincial capital of South Sulawesi. An Indonesian police spokesperson told reporters that the suicide bombers were intercepted by security at the gate to the church compound, and then the bomb exploded. The spokesman said that authorities were not able to immediately confirm how many people were killed and whether the body parts scattered at the site were of the perpetrators or victims. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that China's tit-for-tat sanctions against two Americans in the growing dispute over Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs were baseless and would only bring more scrutiny over the genocide in Xinjiang. Read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News.